The National Academy of Public Administration has elected a new class of fellows. They'll take on some of the most complex management and policy issues in government and reporting to Congress. You'll get a chance to hear from many of these new fellows over the next few weeks right here on Federal News Radio. Starting right now, joining me is one of the newly elected fellows, Mike Espy. He's the former Secretary of Agriculture and now a county attorney in Mississippi. Mr. Espy, great to have you on.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. So you're showing that a person can go home again. Instead of sticking around Washington, you are the county attorney in a county of 95,000 people. Tell us what prompted you to not stay in Washington like everybody else.
Well, you can always go home. You can always go home. In fact, I am a county attorney, but I'm also an attorney with my own law firm, and the county is just one of my clients. The remaining clients, you know, are national and international, but I have to tell you, the core of my business is actually county business, local government, state government, and doing whatever else I can.
All right, so it sounds like local government, even state government, is a lot close to day-to-day concerns than federal, huh?
No doubt about it. You know, this particular government I'm pleased to represent is probably the largest in Mississippi. You know, when people think about Mississippi, they you know, we usually fall on the lower end of the economic spectrum, and that's unfortunate. But this particular county is leading the way in progress and development with roads and bridges, and we have the Nissan automotive factory here in this county. That causes a number of development issues relating to law. So, you know, I'm kept busy with bonds and bond work and all of that.
So that's how they can keep that caboose painted up so nice and bright red.
There you go.
All right. So let's talk about, first of all, you came to Washington not as a member. I mean, you were a member of Congress, but you actually came here to go to college at Howard.
I went to Howard University. There, I majored in economics and political science. Was a period of time right after the Vietnam War was ending, and it was a dynamic time for me, and just love it. In fact, I just returned last night from 4 days in Washington, where I was there meeting with CNFA, which is a 30 years old international agricultural development company, and there I ended up meeting with a lot of people, you know, my old friends from Howard University days.
All right. So, yeah, and there's been a lot of construction in Howard, that whole campus, I guess, probably since you were here.
Oh, yeah.
As an undergrad.
A lot of changes. I had a chance to try to mentor a young Howard University freshman from Mississippi. I know his, you know, my wife and I are friends of his parents. And actually, I sat there and I had a chance to catch up with him and then just learn about the changes on campus.
All right, let's talk about Congress, where you spent several terms before becoming the Agriculture Secretary.
Yeah.
And Congress was a very different creature 30 years ago, 25 years ago, than it is now. What do you think is the problem? I mean, I'm presuming it's worse off now than it was then, but what's your feeling?
I think that it's worse off, actually. The political dynamic has really changed. In my day, you know, I came in the 100th Congress, and actually we fought, you know, we had, the parties were also poles apart, but at the end of the day, you know, you won, you lost, and you went off for coffee or drink with the opposing member to try to work it out. And I just think that now the atmosphere is just so toxic and poisonous. Everyone's trying to criminalize everything, you know, there's so much inertia. If you lose, you hold a grudge forever, and these personalities are just spoiled, and it just causes nothing to happen now, and just that nothing's happening. Everything's at a gridlock, and I think that's unfortunate for the American people.
Now you shared you were a first in a different way than Bill Clinton was a first. He was the first, say, baby boomer president. In Congress, you were the first African American to represent Mississippi at the national level. Is that something you and the president had in common, being firsts in a Washington zone?
I guess so. I came in. I was first African American from Mississippi since the Civil War, I, you know, Arkansas and Mississippi share shared similar problems. And the then Governor Bill Clinton and I had a chance in our respective roles as governor and as congressman to work on a particular piece of legislation that I was fortunate enough to have written and passed into law. It was called the Lower Mississippi Delta Development Agency. It was meant to target problems in our respective regions and to come up with solutions within the federal context. That bill passed. President Ronald Reagan at the time signed that bill into law. And as a result of it, Governor Bill Clinton became president of the commission, which was created as an outgrowth of the legislation that I wrote. And so based on that item alone, we became very close. And I worked with him and the other governors in the region to develop federal solutions to attack the poverty in our respective regions. And we just became closer. And out of that came the offer to resign my congressional seat to become his Secretary of Agriculture.
We're speaking with Mike Espy. He's the former Secretary of the Agriculture Department and now a recently inducted as a NAPA Fellow. Let's talk about the tenure at agriculture, because that didn't end probably the way you had hoped.
No.
And this was part of the Washington, I guess, maybe the first edge of the latest version of the Washington scandal, when you were eventually indicted for taking bribes, and yet the acquittal was pretty emphatic when it finally happened.
Yeah, very unfortunate time for me. You know, someone told me, one of my successors in office actually told me that the best way to remain a cabinet secretary is to do nothing very slowly, all right? And that certainly was not my practice and my policy. When I came, we had food aid challenges. You know, you recall that children ate poison hamburger meat in the western part of our country.
Mm-hmm.
And we had floods, we had fires, and we had the reorganization of USDA. I mean, there were challenges all along the way, almost every day. We had GATT, we had NAFTA. And I tried my best to bring thoughtful policy changes to every aspect of the job. You know, at that time, as I said, the Congress was changing. I think that the other party thought that they would challenge the president by challenging the president's people. And I believe that I may have been targeted. So these were not bribery allegations. They were
gifts,
acceptance of gratuity allegations.
Right.
And then the other part of that was that there was the charge that I'd given favors for those gratuities. After a four-year investigation, they couldn't come up with any favors, you know, that I allegedly had given. In fact, there weren't any. And I went to trial just on the issue of gratuities. And many of those were dismissed before the issue went to trial. I pled not guilty. I did not succumb to any of the entreaties by the prosecution. I put my faith in the justice system, and I came out on top pretty deliberately.
And I remember a prior cabinet member, Ray Donovan, his question upon acquittal was, you know, where do I go to get my reputation back? Did that thought strike you at that time also?
Well, no. I mean, I knew I wasn't guilty all along. I knew it. And so I returned home, and that's really answering your first question, because here the people knew me. They knew that the atmosphere in Washington was toxic. The people in your home area know you, and they'll give you the benefit of the doubt. So I returned here. It was a lot less stressful, to be honest, than staying in Washington, where it's famously said, you know, if you want a friend, you need a dog. And I think that was the right move for me. People here will give you the benefit of the doubt until everything was resolved. And I returned to Washington often to participate in my own defense. And as you know, I had a thunderous acquittal. In fact, in a related matter, there's a so-called Espy Doctrine that went to the U.S. Supreme Court. In a related matter, all of the justices, 9-0, said in another case that the Espy case should have never been brought in the first place, because there was no quid for the quid pro quo. There was nothing given.
Sure.
Any gratuities I may have accepted. So anyway, it came out okay. I put my faith in the system. I think it'll judge me properly and everything's fine.
All right, so now you are a NAPA fellow. What projects do you think you'll be working on? What's your plan for the NAPA piece?
Well, as I understand it, I'll be assigned something, right? So, as standing here today, I don't know what I'll be doing, but I'm offering myself for any type of policy projects that I may be given. I will tell you, though, that I'm very excited about international policy as relates to sustainable agriculture. I am on the board of CNFA. It's a 30-year agency. We celebrate our 30-year anniversary in January, and this is something that an agency which specializes in custom design policies to bring agricultural relief to third world countries. Also Afghanistan, Pakistan, 19 countries in Africa, and usually on this board, you have former agricultural secretaries and former defense secretaries, and I'm excited to have been on this particular board because you can see, you know, everyone eats, and population is booming by the year 2050, and I think the need to develop custom solutions to feed people around the world are really important. So that's what I'm focusing on. I'm hoping that through USAID and through the policies of the federal government in the State Department, I'll be able to help to formulate solutions to help feed people around the world.
So maybe a good place to start is the biography of Norman Borlaug.
Yes, absolutely. He's a hero.
All right. Well, nice talking with you. Mike Espy is a former Secretary of the Agriculture Department and former member of Congress from Mississippi, still a Mississippian and now a NAPA fellow. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.